This year's edition promises something special in the form of a piece by the famous architect Eva Jiříčná, though it will also be overlapping with events linked to the funeral of singer Karel Gott. In Willoughby discussed all that with Signal founder Martin Pošta and first asked him about this year's theme, which is revolution.
Basically, we took a revolution as a general meaning, in a general sense. So not just because of 1989, but because there is basically revolutions, small revolutions in our everyday lives. So we ask the artists to reflect on that. For example, technological revolutions or everyday minor revolutions. And each of the artists took their own approach to this. So I'm quite keen to see that in person myself.
Also, I understand that this year the festival has grown since last year.
Well, we have grown into different directions. We have expanded a little bit on our off-programming. We have this year 18 installations. They're basically in the city center of Prague and Karlín. But we have added more off-program, which is Signal Soundscapes, which is a special audiovisual performance in Kostel Svatýho Salvátora at the Old Town. We have added a whole kind of like conference part, which reflects on revolutions in artistic revolutions, social revolutions, which are going to be taking place on Saturday in Verichová Vila.
This year you have something very special. You have an installation by the great Czech-born, UK-based architect Eva Jiříčná. What is she creating for this year's Signal?
It's a mystery, kind of. No, but Eva has been working with her team for quite a long time on installation, which is quote-unquote, a meteorite, and there is a whole story about this meteorite visiting us and reflecting on humanity, in a way. And it's going to be placed in Vojanovi Sady in Malá Strana.
And I guess that must mean a lot for you, because she really is a big name in international architecture and design.
It's a great honor to have Eva Jiříčná on board of this year's Signal. And as she said, in her whole career, she has never been approached by a, let's say, light festival, digital arts festival, to create something specific for the festival itself. So even for her, it was a, I hope that I'm not paraphrasing, but it was a great challenge and opportunity to do something a little bit different.
Signal is running from Thursday night till Sunday night, every night between those days. On Friday, people will be paying their last respects to Karel Gott, the singer, and on Saturday, it's going to be a day of national mourning for him. How will that impact, or will that impact, Signal?
Yes, this whole event, or these events, will be influencing Signal Festival, and Signal Festival will be respectfully reflecting on what is going on with the mourning. On Friday, we will be limiting the sound levels of the installation, which is just 50 meters from Žofín on the Smetanovo nábřeží. And on Saturday, we'll be starting the festival on Karlínské náměstí with 1 minute of silence to pay respects.
And will people be able to get to the installation by Žofín, considering that there's going to be, they say, hundreds of thousands of people around trying to pay their respects, their final respects to Karel Gott?
Yes, we have been working intensely with the crisis team to figure this out, and there is going to be a strong police presence. I think there's going to be two groups of people which will kind of be partially overlapping, but I hope that everything is going to go smoothly and respectfully to one group with one group to another. So it is going to be crowded, I'm sure, but I believe that it's not, that the installation and the mourning could go well side by side.
Signal founder Martin Pošta speaking there to Ian Willoughby.